Acts chapter 13, starting at verse 1. This is, now there were in the church that was in Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And as they ministered to the Lord, they fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them, and they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed into Seleucia. And from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. Amen? And they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the Isle of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. What a name, huh? Son of Jesus. Bar, generally in the Jewish, is son of Bar Alphaeus, or son of Alphaeus, or whatever. Bar-Jesus, this was his name. Which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, or Bar-Jesus, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Everybody say, uh-oh. Uh-oh. This guy was resisting what Paul and Silas were doing. And so, then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately, everybody say immediately. Immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness. And he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed. Amen? Became a believer. Hallelujah. Being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Persia and Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Amen. Praise God. I love this. Amen. How you like power? Hallelujah. I wouldn't advise going around doing what Paul just did unless the Holy Ghost says something to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Just don't go up to somebody you don't like and say, hey, you child of the devil, be blind for a season. How's that? And expect God to know. You know what? What I love about it was Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And he heard something. He fixed his eyes on him and he heard something. I want to go back to the beginning of the chapter where the Bible says that they were ministering unto God. They were with fasting and prayer ministering to God. Hallelujah. That's what we were doing this morning. How many of you know that? When we were in worship this morning, that's ministering before the Lord. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon them and said, I want you to separate Saul or Paul and Silas for them, for the work which I've called them to, is what the Word of God says. Folks, let me just say this to you. There's a lot of times, I'm sure the church in Antioch was doing great. And they had all these folks. Man, we got Paul the Apostle here. We got Saul of Tarsus here. We've got, you know, they've got all these prophets. And, you know, you saw the names of these guys. These are guys that love the Lord. And I'm sure that church was doing great. And the Holy Spirit said, separate these guys to me so I can send them on what I've called them to do. Amen. Hallelujah. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes people are going to come into the house of the Lord and it's going to be great. And God will pull them and say, I've got something else for them. And He will take them. And that's okay. How many of you know that's okay? Is that all right? Hallelujah. You know, it's almost illegal with God for me because He told me this. He says, you will not corral my people. How many of you know that? Folks, I'm going to tell you something. The only reason you come here is because you want to.
Amen.
Amen. It's not something for me to say, hey, call you up and say, hey, man, you better be in church or I'll send Rosie to go get you. You know what? I mean, I say, you know what? That's not my job. Hallelujah. God said, don't corral my people. And I said, you know, because there's a liberty that comes with Jesus. How many know that? You're at liberty to do what you want to do. Amen? You're also at liberty to make the right choices. Amen? You're also at liberty to hear what God has for you. Amen? Because God has opened the chasm, He has opened the door for you to walk in and find out what He has for you right now. That's what that's the great thing about Jesus. Amen? He says, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will do what for you? It's going to set you free. It's going to allow you to move into what God has for you. Who am I to tell you can't do something? Amen? You can't leave here. No, you ain't going. You're going to stay here. Yeah, well, we're bored here. Well, that's okay. Just stay here and be bored. You know, whatever, man. We can't do that. Amen. We are called to minister and build up one another. Period. And I'm sure the Church of Antioch probably said, man, oh, man, we're losing Paul and Silas, man. These guys were powerful brothers, man. No, well, God had to work for them, amen. And maybe God's got some work for you. Amen. What do you think? God has something for you. You think He does? Now, say it, and I'll say it again. You're here for a reason. Because God is preparing you for what's coming in the days ahead. Hallelujah. And He's saying to you, He says, pay attention to what My Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. Ooh, man. The Holy Spirit. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. Hallelujah. And what you might hear, it might not be the same thing that I might hear. Amen? Hallelujah. I had somebody tell me one day, you said this, man, you just ministered to me. I said, I didn't say that. I went back and listened to the CD or the tape or the online thing, what do you call it? Yeah, whatever. I went back and listened to it, and I said, I know I didn't say that. See, the Holy Spirit says things to you while you're hearing. Amen? Come on, man. That's what He's supposed to do. That's His job. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's here to build you and strengthen you. Cause you to come to His presence. Cause you to hear what He has for you. Amen? Hallelujah. That's a good deal. Hallelujah. I don't want to lose any of you. Amen? Come on, man. But I'm going to tell you, sometimes God says, time to go. Time to move on. Time to strengthen someone else. Time to be whatever. You know, hallelujah. Like this family right here. This family right here. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. Moving to Tennessee.
Kentucky.
I'm sorry. Kentucky. Just as bad. Amen? Praise God. No. No. But folks, let me just say this. God bless you guys. God has great things for you in Kentucky. Isn't that right? Amen. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Hey, Wendy, God bless you guys. Amen. We're going to miss you guys. But know this. That God does what He wants to do with us. If we're listening, we're going to hear. Amen. Separate me, Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas, yeah. We're being called. Hallelujah. How many of you know that that spiritual progress moves in funny ways? Sometimes it don't look good. Amen. Sometimes it never looks good. Sometimes it's just hard. But it is spiritual progress. Hallelujah. How many of you know that movement is not progress? There's a difference between movement and progress. Is that right? Is that correct? Yeah. A rocking horse, it moves. But is it making any progress? Not really. The only thing, it might be quieting the kids for a bit. Amen. But it's not making progress. It's just rocking. It's just movement. I don't want it to be just moving. I want to be progressing. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you want to be that way? God's caused us to progress. Cause us to move forward. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. We are in a time where, and like I said earlier, the only way we will progress in today's world, the only way we're going to progress is by the Holy Spirit. There's no other way. There is no other way to progress. Hallelujah. Some of you will say, well, how about those kids? There are folks that are called to college because God has something for them, because He's going to take them somewhere in that. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
But it's important that we know that. Is that right? That's why, young people, it's important that you call upon God now so you can find out what He has for you for later on. And you can watch Him set a course for you through the college, through whatever it is. But I'll tell you, what God has for you is the most important part that you need to go after. Amen. And let him figure out the details, because he will. Amen?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Progress. We need to be progressing. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a few scriptures. Well, I'm going to get progress. There's a noun. It's a noun. And it says forward or onward movement toward a destination. Amen. All right. That's a noun. There's also a verb for progress. And it says move forward or onward in space or time. So there's actually, in that one, there is actually a movement forward. I would give you an example. It says, routine does not allow us to progress. Does that sound good? Routine. How many of you get into a routine? How many of you got a workout routine, right? Hallelujah. How many of you know if you do the same thing when you're working out, some of your other muscles get neglected? Is that correct? Does that sound correct? Yeah, so your routine needs to change. Is that right? There needs to be a change up. I don't know, there's a term, what's it called, where they do all your different muscles. You do one, what's it called? Confusion, something like that, yeah. Is that right? Muscle confusion. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there's got to be change. There's got to be something move for progress. Is that right? Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures here. If you're ready to write these down, this is Luke chapter 9, verse 62. You're going to like this one. No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what? The things that are behind you, forget about them. They're behind you. Hallelujah. The things that are behind you that have strengthened you, man, you can hold on to those because you can go back and you can visit those things. God, you did this, you did this, you did this. But the other things, it doesn't do me any good to go back to when I was drinking, except for my testimony. But to think of all the things, I mean, just leave it. Get away from it. The Word of God says, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing forward to those things that are ahead. Is that right? Praise God. Hallelujah. So he that puts his hand to the plow, looking back, is not fit for the kingdom. This was the old horse-driven plow or ox-driven plow where you had to just look forward, man, and watch, make sure you got your row straight. Forget about what's going on behind you. Just pay attention for progress to get what's in front of you. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Hallelujah. It says this, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for him or for them that love him. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. God has prepared things for you. So there is something that's there for your progress. Amen? Is that what it's saying? He's got things for you. He already has them ready for you. You just got to move into them. You got to go after God to find them. Amen? Hallelujah. Progress. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. I'm going to read this one. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize. How many like the prize? How many know what the prize is? We might not know exactly what it is, but I'm going to tell you, it's there for you. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God has a real high calling for you. Do you know that? It's more than you can think of. Neither has it entered into your mind the things that God has for you. Hallelujah. So you can't even think of what he's got for you. But if you will begin to set your affections on him, he'll begin to take you there and show them to you. And it's a great thing. Hallelujah. Who knows? Who knows what God has for you? Do you know what God... The Word of God just told us that neither has it even come into our mind. But as you spend time with him, he begins to send those things into your mind. He begins to show you things, and next thing, before you know it, you're saying, is this me? Is this what you want? Are you wanting to do this? Praise God. Now, oh Lord, this can't be true. Oh yeah, it is. Because you're pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's crazy. It's cool. Hallelujah. And what I want to do this morning, I want to show you three progressive scriptures, okay? How many of you know what progressive scriptures are? I didn't know. Actually, they're growth scriptures. When I was reading them, the Holy Spirit said something to me. These are growth scriptures for your life, Henry. I said, really? Growth scriptures? Yeah, how do you mean? What do you mean? And in these scriptures, and in this word, hallelujah. He was telling me, look at it good. Consider what I'm saying to you. So I'm going to show you this. If you will, go to John chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. Hallelujah. Everybody say progressing. Progress. Progress. Is that good? These are progressive scriptures, and once you see them, and some of you already, I've already spoken to you about these, but once you see them, you'll begin to understand these. The Word of God says this, and he came to his own, and his own received him not. Who is it talking about here? Jesus. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, listen to this, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Whose will are they being born again? It's God's will. Is that what the Word of God says? They're born again, not by the will, not by your will, not by my will, not by your mommy's will, not by your daddy's will. It's by God's will that you're born again. Is that right? Is that what it says? Come on. But he says this, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Do you see the progression in that? Number one, hallelujah. Number one, Noah, come here, brother. Number one, Anthony, come here. I'll grab somebody from over here. I see all the guys looking down. Adam, come here, brother. Come here. They go like this. Don't call me, man. You forgot my name, Pastor. You forgot my name, Pastor. No. Yeah. The Word of God says right here, to as many as receive him. What's the first thing you have to do in this progression? You got to receive him. Amen? And then it says this, then gave he power. Amen? Progressive. Is it progressing? First you got to receive, then he gives you power. And then the Word of God says, to become what? The sons of God. You see the progression? To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. This is a growth scripture or a progressive scripture. Progress being made in that person that received him. He gave him the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit working his life causes him to be what? Son of God. Is that right? Do you know that? Progression. Thank you, guys. Hallelujah. Just had to have three blind mice. No, I'm just kidding. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a progressive spirit. I mean, progressive scripture. That is what God is saying. I want to bring progress to you. Number one, you got to receive me. Number two, receive my Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. And number three, the Holy Spirit will cause you to become a son of God. Amen? Praise God. Because the Word of God says, they that, this is Romans chapter 8, it's not up there, but it says that they that be led of the Spirit of God, they are the what? Sons of God. Hallelujah. God's intent is making you a son of God. Girls, don't get mad. Don't get bad because it's Jesus that's within you. Hallelujah. And our goal, the goal that we have, that God has set before us, is that we be crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, but we live not according to our own will, but we live according to the Spirit of Him who died for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is looking for sons of God. Even though they be, some be females and some be, don't let that get you. Don't let that get you hung up. Okay, praise God. Progressive spirit. Progressive scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next one. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah. It says, "I beseech you, brethren," or in other words, "I beg you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." You see that? A living sacrifice. What's that? Knowing that you are crucified in Christ. You're a living sacrifice, yet you're alive, right? The Word of God says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. So that's what it's connecting. It says, I beseech you that by the mercies of God, that you present yourself, your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. Hallelujah. Reasonable. Reasonable. It's reasonable. Amen. You can figure this out when you're looking at the Word of God. You say, man, that's reasonable. God says, don't do that anymore. Okay, that's reasonable. It's your reasonable service with Him. Hallelujah. And then He says this, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will. Do you see the progress? The first thing is good. Second thing is acceptable. Third thing, perfect. Hallelujah. Let me just give you these words just a little bit. The word good, the Greek word for good is you. Everybody say you. You, not you, but Y-O-O, that's the way it's said. It's E-U, you. That is the Greek word for good, and it means just well. You've done well. You've given your heart to the Lord, you've done well. Amen? Hallelujah. Acceptable, that word is, in Greek, it's euaristos. Aristos, I guess I could roll the R. Euaristos, there's the U in there, the E-U, and then aristos, and it means well and agreeable. Anybody ever told you that? Well, you said, Mom, how did I do? I cleaned my room. Well, that's agreeable. Okay, that's okay. It's good. It's agreeable. How many of you ever use these words, right? You know. But this last one, perfect. Telios is the Greek word, and it means complete in growth, moral character, and the conclusion of a point or goal aimed at. The conclusion of a point or goal aimed at. What is the point or goal that God has aimed us at? His name is Jesus. That you might be conformed to Christ. That you might know Him. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what He's talking about. He says, so that perfect will of God, you see the progression. Good, you can do well. Acceptable, you can do, yeah, that's, you did good. But when somebody's done really well, and hey, how many of you ever use that? Somebody done something for you, hey, is this the way you wanted the wall, sir? Perfect. How many of you guys ever say, hey, that's perfect. That's exactly what I wanted. And that's what God is after. He's after that perfect will in your life. You see that? Hallelujah. That is a growth scripture. That is a progressing scripture. It is something that God will take you through. And this last one here, I want you to look at this. Praise God. Well, I got to throw this in there. Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Are we supposed to be over the Lord? Not at all, are we? The Word of God tells us it's okay if we be like Him. It says the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master. Do you see that? And the servant as his Lord. I want to be like Jesus. My goal, my desire is to be like Jesus. Amen? How many say yeah? That's the goal. Hallelujah. Folks, that's what people need. They don't need me. They don't need me. They need the Spirit of God that's within me that will speak to them, declare over them, prophesy to them. That's what they need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're hungering for it and they don't even know it. Is that right? Come on, man. Hallelujah. This third scripture is John chapter 16, verses 7 through 11. Man, I love this. Now, this is Jesus speaking, okay? It's in red letters in my Bible. How many have got it in red letters in your Bible? It says this in John 16, starting at verse 7. It says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. When Jesus tells the truth, is he telling the truth? I love it. And he said, it's expedient for you that I go away. Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. He says, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I like it. This is a progressive scripture. Starts in one place, and where he says, where, just want you to look at it up there, when it says, when he says, when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin. How many of you know that the Word of God says that the world doesn't believe in Jesus? Is that right? So how, if they don't believe in him, how can he reprove the world of sin? Well, the Holy Spirit comes upon everybody. Do you know that? Do you know that? That Jesus, the Word of God says this. It says, for God so loved what? The world, that he gave his only begotten Son. So the Spirit of God is constantly pushing on man. Do you know that? Do you realize that the Holy Spirit is after men and women for God? Do you realize that? Hallelujah. Mm. So being that the world can't be reproved by him, what's it talking about when it says he will reprove them? The only way you're going to get reproof is if you receive it. How many of you know that? When you gave your heart to the Lord, you received the Word in your life. They say, you need a Savior. You're a sinner, and you need a Savior, is what the Word of God was. You need, and so the Holy Spirit is bringing reproof to you. And the only way, you're going to progress is if you receive that Word. It says he brings that Word to you. He says, you are a sinner. Amen? Hallelujah. And you fall down in front. I remember, man, in front of my TV for about a month straight, every Friday night, Jimmy Swaggart was playing on TV, and he would give an altar call, and I'd be in front of my TV bawling like a baby. Forgive me, God. Forgive me, God. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. And it took a while before I realized where the Holy Spirit said, okay, man, get up. You're done. You're God. You're saved, man. But it took a while for it to sink in. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Because I was being reproved, and I was receiving that reproof. God was saying to me, you are a sinner. You need salvation. Do you want to get saved? Yes, I do. How many of you remember that time? Hallelujah. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become. See, you got to receive him. You got to receive the reproof that he gives you. Amen? Hallelujah. The second thing is, and he says this, he goes, he will reprove the world of sin, and then he says, and of righteousness. So once he reproves you of sin, you begin to take on the Word of God. How many of you know that? First thing I did, man, when I started reading the Word of God, it talking to me all over the place. I found out how bad I was. I wasn't just as bad as I thought it was. I was a lot worse. Amen. Praise God. I started reading the Word of God and started understanding some things. And he began to teach me about thinking right, speaking right, treating people right. Amen?
Amen.
Not to be so argumentative. How many of you like to be argumentative? Hallelujah. How many of you like to, you know what? Being an argumentative person will not help people get into the kingdom. How many know that? They're going to look at you and say, if it does this to you, I don't want that. Amen? Come on, man. Huh. Oh, come on. But he begins to bring you up in righteousness. And all it is the things that are right, how God looks at things, teaching you those things, teaching you those things, and teaching you those things. I want to take you back to, like last week we talked a little bit about this, and I'm going to take you back to Malachi chapter 3. Glory to God. Malachi chapter 3. It starts in verse 1, actually. It says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me." Talking about John the Baptist. And then he says, "And the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come into this temple, even the messenger of the covenant." Do you see who he is? He's the messenger of the covenant. He talks about the word of God. "Whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he is like," what? "Refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap." Soap. What is soap for? Para lavar las manos. So you can wash your hands. Is that right? Did I say that right, Ricky? No? Come on, man. Hallelujah. To wash your hands. That's what the Holy Spirit is. I mean, that's what he talks about when he says he comes in righteousness and he brings in righteousness to wash those things so you can understand those things. That's just not good with God. Don't say that no more. Amen? Hallelujah. How many had a filthy mouth? You guys won't even say, will you? Come on, man. Let me tell you something. I could cuss like crazy. I could. But I noticed something. It didn't feel right whenever I'd say that word. It wasn't good. And I knew it. Little did I know what the Holy Spirit was saying. "I'm reproving you in righteousness. Do you understand? I'm going to teach you how to walk right. I'm going to teach you how to talk right. I'm going to teach you to dance." Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. And then he says this. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi. How many of you know that we are kings and priests? And purge them as gold and silver, that they may do what? Offer what? Unto the Lord a what? An offering in what? Come on. Righteousness. Do you see what the Holy Spirit is doing? He comes into you. He not only is he with you, but he comes into you so he can purge these things and so that you can offer an offering in righteousness. Hallelujah. Is that good? Come on, man. I'll tell you. Man, that's good. I like Pastor Henry. That's good. Yeah. Well, I will tell you, that's good. Hallelujah. And we'll go back to, keep your finger right here, and we're going to go back to John chapter 16. But then he says this, "And of judgment, because I go to the Father and you see me no more." I'm sorry. He says, "And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Do you see that? Yeah. Hallelujah. Go back to Malachi. Flip back into Malachi 3. And then he says this. This is what he says in Malachi. He says, starting at verse 5, he says, "And I will come near to you to what?" To what?
Judgment.
Let me ask you a question. Are we supposed to judge?
No.
Most of us will say no, because the Word of God says, "Judge not and you shall not be judged," right? I'm going to tell you something, but the Word of God teaches us that we are to judge according to the Spirit. How many know that? Is that right? Because you know that same place where he says, "Judge not and you shall not be judged," he goes on to tell a little story. He says, if your friend comes to you, he has a little tiny sticker in his eye, right? In other words, he's doing something wrong, okay? He said, before you even try to pull it out of his eye, get the block or get the telephone pole. Is that right? Get it out of your own eye. Is that right? What is he talking about? He's talking about judgment. Because sometimes we'll say, "Well, that brother does this, that, and the other." You know? Come on, man. We are called to judge a righteous judgment. Is what Jesus told the Pharisees. When you judge, make sure you judge a righteous judgment. Where does a righteousness come from? We just got through talking about that. The Holy Spirit that dwells within you. He shows you righteousness. So that's how you are. That's what qualifies you. How many know that we're qualified? Amen. If the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you are qualified to make those decisions, because they don't come from you. They come from the Holy Spirit that's dwelling in you. He says this is right and this is wrong. Hallelujah. So here he's talking about judgment. Why? Because the prince of this world is judged. What does that mean? The prince of this world is judged. What does that mean? I wish I should have brought a blanket. Anybody got a blanket? Anybody got a cover? Something? Well, just play like I just tossed a blanket over this. Where? Sweet. Praise God. Nothing like somebody. Thank you, Dave, for turning up the AC high. And then people bring their own blankets. Praise God. Hallelujah. Basically, what he's saying when he says, well, the prince of this world is judged, this is what Jesus has done to him. Hello? I'm serious. That's what God is. He has removed the covering of who the enemy is trying to do, what he's trying to do. By what? By placing God's Holy Spirit within you, and you will begin to see things that you hadn't seen before. You'll begin to understand the things that are going on around you. I'm going to throw this at you. You'll begin to see the things that God is saying because of judgment working in your life. Hallelujah. Check it out. Watch this. Watch this in Malachi. It says this. Verse 5. And I will come to you, near to you in judgment. And he says, and I will be a swift witness against what? The sorcerers, and against adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling for his wages, against the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord. And then verse 6 says, for I am the Lord, and I do not change. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. You see what he's saying? He says, I will expose these things. Because, why? Because Jesus has pulled the covering off of him. He can't hide from you. He cannot, the enemy cannot hide in your house. How many know that? You know that? He cannot hide in your vessel. How many know that? Because of the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. He will not only will be with you, he will be in you. Hallelujah. Because there's purpose and there's plan, because there is power in that thing. Isn't that? I mean, no. Now we can go back to Acts chapter 13. Hallelujah. Do you see that this is what was happening when Paul went in and saw that man, that sorcerer, Bar Jesus? Oh man, I love that man. This is an account of what God was talking about in Malachi. I'm going to read this part again because I love it. I love it when this stuff happens. Starting at verse 8, the Bible says, Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Can I just say this to you? Because of the Holy Spirit that dwells in you, you're going to be able to come up against those. There was a debate just last week at the high school with kids debating with the debate team, I guess, about Jesus. About, is that right, brother? Okay. And I want to tell you something. It is so, so important to be filled with the Spirit when you go against these things. How many know that? Amen. This is the Word of God. You need to be filled with the Spirit when you go against these things. I'm going to tell you that today. Some folks might not like what I'm telling you, but I'm going to tell you, you need to be filled with the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God will begin to connect, and those things that are within you, you'll be saying things you didn't even know. I was talking to a Jehovah's Witness. And he was, and we were debating. Praise God. Was Jesus God? Oh, yeah, he was God. No, he wasn't. Yeah, he was. No, he wasn't. Yeah, he was. I was new in the Lord. And it got time to where lunchtime was almost over. And I said, come on, brother. Let's just pray about this. And he went like that. Hey, I'm not praying with you. I said, what's that? What's up? He goes, you pray in the name of Jesus. I said, that's right. Then all of a sudden, from within me, I began to tell him things that I didn't even know that I knew. I'm serious. I mean, I had been reading God's Word, but I don't remember those things. I connected into the kingdom. Do you understand that? The Holy Spirit rose up within me, and I began to tell him things. This is that, and this is that. And I could see his eyes just changing with every scripture that came out of my mouth. I went home and said, man, I don't know if I know. I'm looking through the Bible. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's true. And I went, oh, it's true. Praise God. Do you understand what the Holy Spirit does for you? Hallelujah. That's why I would not suggest that any of you go up to debate unless you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There is a reason why the Holy Spirit has said this morning, these are progressing scriptures that take you into what He has for you via the Holy Ghost. Come on, man. Hallelujah. I love this. I guess I'm going to read this. Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who was called Paul, filled with what? The Holy Ghost. Set his eyes on him and said, oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of righteousness. Do we talk about righteousness? Will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind. Was Paul pronouncing this on him? It wasn't Paul. It was the Holy Spirit. It was God Himself saying, now you're going to find out. In front of this witness, Mr. Sergio Paulus, or whatever his name was, he's going to see something that he's never seen. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. We are designed this way. We have the authority that God has given us only through the Holy Spirit. And that these things will happen, will take place. Hallelujah. In these days to come. Listen to me. In these days to come, these things are coming forward. Oh man, I heard a word the other day that just kind of shook me a little bit. But I'm going to tell you something. Not only is it important that we understand and go these and know these things, but I'm going to tell you, do you guys remember Ananias and Sapphira? Do you remember them? Do you remember what happened to them? Peter said, why have you in your heart lied to who? The Holy Ghost. They thought they were talking to Peter. They were talking to the Holy Ghost. Do you understand how important it is? Do you understand the gravity of it? It's not just church anymore, folks. It's not. It's not. It's not. Church, the complexion of church has changed. It's changing. And it's changing quickly because of the way the world is going. Folks, we are called to be men and women of God, full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll see. You'll see. You watch. You watch what happens. Hallelujah. You will be prophesying over people. People will be getting healed because you laid your hands on them and prayed for them and spoken their healing to them. Hallelujah. It's not, hey, I'll pray for you. I'll go home and pray for you. No, let me pray for you right now and let it happen. Because God, I mean, it's not up to you anyway. It's the Holy Ghost. Amen? Be comfortable with what God is doing in the earth today. Amen? Hallelujah. John, can you come up? Hallelujah. Poor Elymas, amen? Went away blind, looking for somebody to lead him by the hand. Poor guy. I'm going to tell you something. He didn't have a chance. When he confronted Paul and Silas, he had no chance of succeeding. Do you know the enemy has no chance of succeeding in your life? Do you know that? Just like I showed you, God, Jesus has pulled that covering off. The prince of this world is judged. And he's a loser. He has lost the battle. You are more than a conqueror through Him that has called you. Hallelujah. It's time to rise up. It's time to know who you are. It's time to take on the Spirit of God in your life, to put on Christ. I mean, ever go like that? You guys, put on Christ. It's time. Hallelujah. Because folks, listen, this community needs us. Amen? This community needs us. Hallelujah. What triggered this was that where it said in there that they were ministering to the Lord and fasting and praying. The trigger, folks, know something. The trigger for what we're talking about today for you is in how you conduct your life personally and at home. Fasting, prayer, hallelujah. You don't have to go around telling everybody that you fast. I mean, not. Oh, yeah. I fast 3 days a week. What do? Low power guy. I'm high octane. No, come on, man. Is that right? Come on, man. What do you do quietly and personally? What do you do? What do you think about quietly and personally? What do you look at quietly and personally? Know this, that the refiner of fire is in your heart, and He's going to burn it out. Know this, that He has a way of exposing the things that you will not release to Him. He will expose it. Not warning you. I'm just telling you, He loves you enough to expose you. I mean, know that. He loves you enough to expose you. Come on, I'm talking to myself too. Hallelujah. You can smile. You can believe God is doing something in your life. You can believe, hallelujah, that He has more for you. He is for you and not against you. Hallelujah. I so enjoyed last Sunday. I so enjoyed seeing what God was doing in the lives of people. And I want to just, what I want to just do, I want to just ask the prayer team to come up, and those that are filled with the Holy Spirit, come up. And those of you that would like, hey, not only the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but also those of you who are like healing in your body. I mean, those that want your kids saved, those that you just need God to do something, come on up and get prayed for. Come on up and let us speak a word into your life. Come on up and allow the Holy Spirit to do something in your life. It's not us. It's Him. It's Him. Come on up. He will do what your heart is desiring for Him to do for you. Do you know that? He'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. So I'm going to pray, and then those of you that need whatever you need, come on up and find somebody. We'll pray for you. But I'm going to pray right now, and those of you that would like to leave, you can be dismissed. But this morning we're going to spend some time praying and watching God do something great in His people. So Father, I thank You this morning for what You're doing. I thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank You, Lord, that You are giving us progress via Your Holy Spirit. So Lord, for each and every person that's here this morning, Father, I pray that Your Spirit would, Father God, strengthen and build, teach and lead. People of God, in Jesus' name, I speak to you. Receive the Holy Spirit for Him to lead you and guide you. Receive the Holy Spirit for Him to free you in Jesus' name. If you agree, say amen. Hallelujah. You are dismissed if you'd like. Hallelujah. Spend some time in the presence of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shakara la busa la la la.